Gary, obviously a massive disappointment, winning 1-0 and then 2-1, come away empty-handed. What do you reckon that?
Yeah, I mean, I thought we'd done well first half, and I thought the two goals that they scored to make it 2-2 and 3-2, you know, whether it was a penalty or not, the lads are saying that it wasn't, but and then obviously Chris falling over, you can't account for them two things, but you know, Jack Cuddon's made some good serve today. I just thought set piece wise, you know, you get four men marking up. I thought we struggled at set pieces today, and for me that's an easy job, that when you get a man to mark, you know, you've got to stay with him. So that was a disappointing thing for me.
A contrasting half. I mean, first half we started brilliantly, really.
Yeah, we did, but you know, the problem we've got, whether it's second half, it's a bit of fitness with a couple of lads. I mean, you know, you've got Johnny Cunliffe and Kieran Walmsley, who've not played a lot of football. You know, and you know, I just thought they looked tired second half. You know, Dale Whittam, he's not played a lot of football either. You know, Stephen Flitcroft, he's not played a lot of football. So I just thought there were tired legs there second half when they got on top a little bit. And you know, that's something that we'll have to look at.
Chris Blackburn making his debut.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Chris. I thought Chris was solid first half. Second half, he's going to look a little bit leggy. He's not played for a little bit, but like I say, I thought first half we played some real good stuff, and you know, unfortunately not going probably a couple more goals up, to be honest.
Looking forward to North Ferriby now on Saturday. Massive.
Yeah, you know, I've just said to the lads, they're so disappointed in there, but like I say, you've just got to keep going. I'm a very positive person. Me and we win our next two games, and everything changes again. So, you know, it's like I keep saying, no one's going to run away with the league. As much as I'm disappointed not to take anything out of this game today.
Anything on Teague? I know you're in the starting lineup on the match.
I mean, Teague was starting, and we had to change things. I mean, he's got a knee problem. He's feeling pain in the warm, so I don't know what that is. But for Teague not to play, it must be something maybe quite serious. So we're just going to have to look at that.
And then the updates, I mean, on Simon Garner, anyone interested in him?
Well, yeah, Simon Garner's going to be signing for Bradford Park Avenue on Monday for a month. Still waiting on Witten Albion to get back about Steve Foster on us. And then hopefully that'll free something up for me to go out and get, and maybe a player that I think we'll need.
And then Rossi, is he going to be back?
Well, Rossi's still got a problem with his thigh, so like I say, he might be another week away. Yeah.
Again, another good turnout by the fans. Well,
listen, the fans have been different class, you know what I mean? We've probably outnumbered their fans today, and it's just disappointing. Like I say, we've not got anything out of the game that gives them so much cheer about today, but like I say, first half, if we'd have put our chances away, we could have gone in 3-4-1 up, but it's the problem we've got at the minute is the lads coming back from injury, having to play him in the first team, and you know, it's unfair on Kieran Walmsley. He's been out for 3 months, and then he's played two 90-minute games where, like I say, you know, you wish you could get in games somewhere else in the reserve league or something.